Hi, this is Pam Brown.
I'm Ann Diver-Stamness, and this is Chronologically Gifted, Conversations on Life After 50.
This week, our program continues our examination of what Ashton Applewhite calls aging while female.
Our guest today is Stephanie Kuntz. Stephanie teaches history and family studies at Evergreen State College in Olympia, Washington, and is the author of multiple books, including The Way We Never Were, American Families, and The Nostalgia Trap. Welcome to Chronologically Gifted, Stephanie.
Well, thank you. It's nice to talk with you.
It's good to have you here on the program with us. How have societal perceptions of older women in the U.S. changed over time, and what has caused these changes?
Well, I think that we've got two kind of contradictory things going on. Some of the perceptions have gotten worse in a certain way. When you look way back at the past, the tremendous emphasis on youth and beauty and the pressure on women to live up to standards is, I think, very hard on women and is the flip side of some of the other gains that we've made in terms of our freedom and our public presence in the world. But when you look at actually how older women are doing, we've seen tremendous improvement. You know, we've seen women enter the workforce. They're staying at work longer. And in most cases, that's not just because of necessity. It's because women are enjoying their work. They have more economic independence. They have more possibility to play political and public roles, as we see in this last election, of course. So I think that there are many, many ways in which we've gained. When I was interviewing women who had lived through 1950s and early 1960s marriages, I was stunned when four or five of them told me that they had a saying, fat at 40 and finished at 50. Well, of course, we don't feel that way anymore.
Stephanie, I wonder if you could say a little bit about how this time in women's lives, how is it different than portrayed at other ages? In terms of the pressure to be youthful, to be thin, to look a certain way, it's there the whole time. Is the effect on us different when we're older?
Well, I think we get better, most of us, at throwing that away, being able to say, I will be who I am. Of course, there's a lot of class differentiation here because women are still more likely to be poor when they're older. We have seen divorce rates for people over 50 double and triple for people over 65. There's a good side to that, that part of this reflects the fact that we are living longer lives. A woman who reaches 65 and is healthy is likely to have another healthy 20 years, and people are just less willing to stay in unsatisfying relationships. At an older age, a majority of divorces are initiated by women, just as at younger ages. On the other hand, it does leave women more economically vulnerable. I also think that it's very true that we are no longer as intimidated by the idea of growing old alone. We women have better social networks. When we look at the aging histories of never married women, especially those who have some education, they tend to be extremely healthy. They don't have the problems that divorced women do. These are all good news, I think.
In popular culture, older women are often the butt of jokes and humor, seen everywhere from greeting cards to comedy sketches to commercials. Why is this socially acceptable?
Well, it's a combination of ageism in general, and I think that older people are far less valued in this society. When you look at the colonial days or in many hunting and gathering societies where the elders were the store of information. One anthropologist describes getting into a spirited argument with another old man around the fire as to who had more gray hair, because it was an honor to have more gray hair. That's certainly changed in our society for men as well as women. But women carry a double burden of ageism because of the pressures on us to look in a particular way. And so I think that the jokes and the outright contempt and the infantilization that women and men too, to some extent, experience as they get older, being talked to as though they were children, you know, is a very real problem. I think that we just need to stand up to it and make sure that just as women said, I don't want to be called a chick, I think that we have to be really clear that we do not want to be patronized and being seen as either cute or ugly as we get older.
Stephanie, I was wondering in your research what surfaced in terms of different experiences of older women who might come from other cultures or ethnic groups. So particularly, I'm thinking of when you were speaking of indigenous peoples and the way tribes tend to relate to older women is very different. And then African-American communities, Latino communities.
Yeah, well, I think that you've hit the nail on the head, that there are many cultures that do not have the same kind of standards that white middle-class Americans have in particular, and that follows, it goes across class lines as well, about how women's value is primarily their youthfulness and their beauty. In Native American societies, of course, elders have a tremendously important role. And one of the saying in African societies, I think it's quite an interesting difference. You know, we say old wives' tales, but they have a saying, old women do not fling their words about without meaning. And that is a tradition from Africa, but that also has been very important to the African-American experience here in the United States.
How do negative portrayals of women impact younger people's perceptions about getting older?
Well, I think that it makes them nervous about getting older, and we do see this tremendous sense. Again, I can always see two edges to things. There is a healthy sense in which people want to remain fit and active and want to exercise and want to hold off the traditional physical problems with aging. But the unhealthy section of it is that people don't realize that there are tremendous advantages that come with aging and that you can continue to grow, and many of us do continue to grow. And young people, I think, are frightened of that in many instances, and young women in particular. I do think, though, that what I've seen is that many, many women reach a certain point when they give up the fear and begin to embrace the gains of their aging and their knowledge.
That sounds like a good place for us to end the interview. I want to thank you so much, Stephanie, for taking the time to talk to us today.
Oh, it was my pleasure. Thank you so much.
That's all the time we have for today's show. Annie is our editor and engineer.
Tune in next Thursday to Chronologically Gifted, Conversations on Life After 50. For more information, past shows, and the links to our podcasts, email, and Facebook group, go to our website at chronologicallygifted.org.
I'm Pam.
And I'm Annie. Thanks so much for listening.
We'll be here next week, and we hope you will be too.